Part 1, Production of Tactile Graphics.
I'm going to show you some graphs and how I depicted them tactually for John to use. The first one was done on the PF machine, where we highlighted, darkened the lines on the print copy, and then put the PF paper, the pictures in the flash paper, through the Xerox machine. And then we put the paper through the PF machine, and then we brailled the information on this graph. The reason that this one worked so well with the PF machine was because there were three separate lines that had different print on them, so that tactually they worked for John. Whereas the X and the Y lines were solid black lines that came up thicker on the PF machine. The lines indicating the amount going from left to right were dotted, so they're a little bit bumpier for him. And then the line that's signifying the information was also a thicker line, so he was able to tactually feel that pretty well. And then it had, we made the dots a thicker black mark to make it so that they stuck up more on the graph. And then once again, we cut the top right corner so that John always knows that the corner that's cut is the top right corner, and then he knows how to read the graph the correct way. Some other graphs that we did is we Xeroxed the graph onto Braille paper so that the print is on there also, and then we Braille the information and leave the print on there. This way, a sighted person who doesn't know Braille can be working with John interpreting the information from the graph if he needs help. On this graph, we used the glue gun, a wiki stick, and pipe cleaners to differentiate between the different information. The XY axis is done in the glue gun, marking off the weeks with the lines of the glue gun. Then we use the pipe cleaner for the line number 2 and the wiki stick for line number 1, and this way he can differentiate between the two lines, whereas if we did the whole graph in a glue gun, he would have difficulties because he wouldn't know where line 1 went and where line 2 went, because they would intersect with each other and he would not know which how to follow the line up. Another example is this one with 3 lines. And once again, we used the glue gun for the X and Y axis, and we used the wiki stick and the pipe cleaner. But because we had a third line and needed another texture, we then used puffy paint that works like a glue gun, but it gives you a thinner line so he can differentiate between the 3 lines. And it works out nice Xeroxing them on the Braille paper instead of doing this directly on a regular paper, because it's durable, and then you can also put the Braille right on there. And that way it makes it easier when he has difficulties because he's in his classes without the vision itinerant teacher, and either another peer can help him, the teacher can help him, or in the classes that he has an assistant can help him.